You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to the Break a Bat podcast, where baseball meets Broadway. An attempt to show that my two favorite mediums don't have to live in such separate worlds and maybe even break some stigmas. We're happy to have you with us. Now let's play ball. Hello and welcome to Break a Bat. I'm your host, Al Malafronte, coming at you from the remote batter's box for the Broadway Podcast Network. You know, there's a number of episodes we've done where the folks at home can probably tell just how excited I am to welcome certain guests to the show. However, today's guest is probably the biggest treat for our listeners above all else. Not only do we share a cup of coffee with him every single morning on the Today Show and Third Hour Today, but he also brings us so much happiness and inspiration through everything he does. For me personally, the things that stand out have been the last 20 plus years watching him kick off the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade and spreading the holiday spirit to the crowd and all the folks at home, making an appearance or two on a Broadway stage, and of course, sharing my love for the Yankees with another loyal fan. His new memoir is set for release on July 28th, You Look So Much Better in Person, True Stories of Absurdity and Success. And I highly recommend it to all of our listeners at home. So with that being said, if you'll please turn your attention to home plate, just beyond the marquee, in your neck of the woods, now batting, Al Roker. Al, welcome.
Well, thank you, Al. I really appreciate it.
It's such a thrill to have you on here. I mean, it's kind of seldom that you meet other Alberts around New York City that love both Yankees and Broadway. So I feel like I'm in good company here.
Yeah. Well, my dad's name was Albert. I'm a junior, Albert Lincoln Roker. My dad was born on Lincoln's birthday. So Romilda Roker, his mom, named him Albert Lincoln Roker. And then I, you know, followed up. So, but yeah, it's been an interesting time. Normally we would have probably caught a few Yankee home games, and may have maybe, you know, caught a Mets game or two as well, you know, because my mother was a huge Mets fan. So, I in her memory, I always have to go to at least a couple of games a year.
It's always interesting when I meet Yankee fans from Queens. It doesn't happen as much today, but I guess, you know, you grew up in a time when you still had, you had Mickey Mantle for the Yankees. You had Whitey Ford and Elston Howard and those guys. It's like, how could you not be a Yankee fan in that generation?
Yeah, but, you know, you also had the Miracle Mets of 69, you know, Ed Cranepool and, you know, all these terrific, and of course, you know, the Miracle Mets of, you know, with Mookie Wilson and all that. So you know, it's and my father was a Yankee fan. My mom was a Mets fan. So in between the two, I was kind of Switzerland. You know, so I would go to both.
You know, I think it's so cool how the Today Show has gotten to do all this great stuff with the Yanks over the years. And it seems like you're usually right in the center of it. And I believe it was a couple of years ago, you got to work out with Jeter and the Yankees at spring training.
I did. It was crazy. I mean, I still look at that picture and I'm like, did I get to do that? That's the amazing part about, you know, being part of the Today Show. And I write about some of that and you know, You Look So Much Better in Person, which, by the way, is available on pre-order. But, you know, it's, It's one of these lives you never expected you would have. And I talk about the idea that, you know, I wouldn't be doing this. I had no plans of even being on TV. But because a department chairman of mine, this guy, Lou O'Donnell at SUNY Oswego, put me up for one of three students, put me up to audition for a weekend weather job in Syracuse. And I said, well, what the heck? Why not? But I had no plans of doing it. If I hadn't done that, if it hadn't been for Lou O'Donnell, I would not be, and SUNY Oswego, I would not be sitting here talking to you right now, Al.
And you know, I have to tell you, I enjoyed your book so much. I will say, you know, speaking about your early days on the air up on Oswego, I had no idea of what a style crush was until I read your book, and it makes me feel a lot better about trying to dress like Matthew Morrison on Glee while my buddies make fun of me.
Yeah, you know what? To me, there's nothing wrong with dressing aspirationally. As I talk, you know, Paul Feig, the director of Bridesmaids and the latest version of Ghostbusters and so many great hits, you know, that guy, no matter where he is always dressed to the nines. Three-piece suit, walking stick, tie pin. I mean, he just looks great. And to me, that is a real thing to aspire to. And especially if you're going to be on TV. I'm very impressed. I feel underdressed now. I didn't know that you'd be wearing a shirt and a tie and a jacket. It's very impressive, Al. It's very impressive. I talk about that in the book. I told one of my earliest anchormen, Ron Curtis, when he was in The Office, never took his jacket off. Never took it off. I remember once we went out for hot dogs at this place called Hyde's, near Onondaga Lake on a Friday night. And he drove a Cadillac, and we were sitting on the roof of his car, kind of leaning up against it. And he had his jacket off and his tie kind of loosened. And I was like, oh my God, I'm sitting here with the Walter Cronkite of Syracuse, and he's got his jacket off and we're eating hot dogs. Oh my God, this is great.
There were so many great stories in the book. And what I just thought was so cool was it seems like you just had such an incredible tribe of mentors. And, you know, on the air before, you've talked a lot about Willard Scott and how important he was to you. Would you mind taking the folks at home a little through that first encounter when you were working in Washington, D.C.?
So I'm working at WTTG in Washington, D.C. This is a station that now is, part of Fox. It's a real powerhouse. But at the time, you know, not many people were watching us. We had an older demographic. The only time somebody under the age of 60 was watching us was when grandchildren came to visit their grandparents. You know, I mean, it was, you know, or a mortuary assistant came to take the body out, you know, and if the TV was still on. But it was a great place for me to learn how to do weather. Anyway, Willard Scott was the weather guy. Willard Scott was the television personality in Washington, D.C. And one day I answer my phone, and so, hello, Al Roker weather. This is Al Roker. I said, yeah, well, listen, this is Willard. Come on outside and we're going to go to dinner. And I'm thinking somebody's pranking me, you know. And so our station was in the basement. And so I went out the back and upstairs and opened the door. And there's Wisconsin Avenue. And it's sitting in a big red convertible Cadillac is Willard Scott. He waves me over. I get in. He goes, I've always wanted to meet you. You're a great kid. I thought we'd just go to dinner. You know, now you got to understand Willard Scott in Washington, D.C. There's the Washington Monument and Willard Scott. That's the way. So I'm in a car with Willard going to dinner, and he literally makes a U-turn and parks across the street at this Italian restaurant called Alfredo's La Trattoria. And you go in and you're having dinner with the restaurant, you know. And if you recall, you're probably too young, Al, to remember, but Willard used to wear a toupee. And he stopped wearing it probably in the mid-90s. But in the 80s and into the early 90s, he always had a toupee. Except when he would wear it only on TV. When he was off the air, he'd take it off, leave it on his bowling ball in his desk, or he'd leave it in the desk drawer or something. Anyway, we're having dinner. Women are coming over. They're kissing his head. You know, it was just, and I'm like, I want to be this guy. I mean, he's Willard Scott. And he gave me the two best bits of advice. And probably wasn't at that dinner, but at some point. And both personally and professionally, was always be yourself, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, that's all you got. You know, you can pretend to be somebody else, either professionally or personally, but you need to be true to yourself. Even he said, even if you're a son of a bee, you know, be you. And he said, never give up your day job. He goes, no matter all the other things you do, always remember your day job. My day job is the Today Show. And I love doing the Today Show. I never get tired of doing the Today Show. My daughter a few months ago said, so Daddy, you know, you're going to be 66 this year. You're thinking of retiring. I said, are you crazy? They are going to have to drag me out of there. It's kicking and screaming. And look, the fact of the matter is without the Today Show, does anybody read it? Want to read a book from Al Roker? Not really, you know, but, and by the way, the title of the book comes from my day in, day out before COVID. I'd go out to the plaza and shake folks' hands in between weathercasts. And invariably, every day, one person, sometimes more than one, a person would say, and usually it was a nice lady, would say, oh my gosh, you look so much better in person. And you don't want to be rude, but I'm thinking, you know, I know you think that's a compliment, but when you break it down, I work on TV, so you're saying I'm scaring small children on television. But when you see me in person, I'm not quite the gargoyle you thought I was. But again, you say, "Oh, thank you," and then you move on to the next person. But it's like no, I'm on TV. It's like people. I used to use the when I was heavier. You know, I would say to people, "Well, you know." Television adds 10 pounds per camera, and we've got six cameras. So I'm really only 200 pounds, you know. Anyway.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
It amazes me because, you know, for someone who's done what you have for such a long time, you know, I've talked to a lot of Broadway folks about this too. Before you go on air every morning, you wrote in the book that you still get nerves. I guess that's just incredible to me. I can't believe that.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Right before this broadcast started, this broadcast thingy, whatever it is called, were you a little nervous?
A little, because this is... As I told you, this one's an honor for me. So
no, but even with that, with whoever you do, whether it's a Broadway star or whatever, you're still a little nervous. And you know why you're nervous? Because you want to do a good job. You're still putting it out there that you want to do well. When you get to the point where you're just phoning it in, or just kind of whatever, here we go, turn on the mic, let's go. Then that's the time it's over, done. You know, you might last a little while, but then you're bored and your audience will be bored. I still get nervous because I still want to do a good job. And because I know, given my predilection for ad-libbing, at any moment I could say something to end my career. And so I'm always nervous. The only person who's more nervous than me is my wife, Deborah, who was sitting there and watching and going, oh, just grimacing. You know, I've got the Deborah scale of grimace, you know, but I will tell you, you mentioned Broadway, having done the first night of Waitress, and here's another, like, I write, and you look so much better in person. I'd say, again, don't say no. Always say yes. Especially when it's something that comes along only once. When they called and asked me to do it, my agent said, oh, the producers of Waitress are wondering if you'd like to be in Waitress. And I'm thinking, oh, well, for my first thought is, oh, they want me to be hunky Dr. Pomatter, you know, the love interest. I don't know, maybe. No, we want you to be Old Joe. Emphasis on the old. But, you know, and then I really thought about it. I said, this is a musical. I don't sing. And I went home, and I told the family. And my daughter, my middle girl, Leela, who at the time was at the LaGuardia School of Performing Arts doing musical theater, she said, Dad, how do you say no to Broadway? I said, well, I don't sing. He goes, Dad, you can talk on pitch. It's probably, I've seen the musical. It's one song. You'll be fine. And so, but I didn't want to make a fool of myself. So I took voice lessons from this guy, Derek Rosenblatt, who's amazing. You should get him on your show. He's terrific. I mean, he's got, at any one time, well, unfortunately not right now, but at any one time, he's got like 30 people on Broadway, you know. And I that's the other thing I've learned, that if you're good at what you do, you keep learning. I happen to have an opportunity to be at a party with John Bon Jovi. And he saw me in the play. And I said something about the voice lessons. And he said, well, yeah, you know, I do it 5 days a week. Wait, what? You're John Bon Jovi. He goes, yeah. And he says, and I have a muscle that I have to work at keeping in shape. And so he goes, maybe on vacation, I might take a week off, but I'm always singing. I'm always learning. I thought, wow. So anyway, I did the voice lessons. It's opening night. And in the show, there's a movable piece that comes in and out. It's the diner kitchen, you know, and for the opening, the diner comes out, and Cal is in the kitchen, and I walk in behind that so that I'm already in place. And the song is going, you know, dah, 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 and about 40 seconds are left in the song, and all of a sudden, I've gone blank. I can't remember my first line. I'm panicking now. I'm thinking, this is it. I'm going to walk out there and just go, eh? And with 5 seconds to go, it all snapped back in. I walked out and delivered my opening line. But that was you talk about nervous. That was the most frightened I have ever been.
And you've been in some, you know, big spots before on the Today Show, obviously. You know, there is just something about, you know, performing in front of a live audience, Broadway especially. You know, they're talking about, you know, a controlled reopening this January. Would you ever do it again?
I've done it twice now. And yeah, I mean, if somebody came and asked me to do a part, again, the trick is you do have to know your limitations to a certain extent. Could I replace Lin-Manuel Miranda in Hamilton? Not really. But could I be Mr. Cellophane in Chicago? Or, in my wildest dreams, I would want to do King George in Hamilton, to be honest. I've thrown that out there, and I know they will never do that. But it's just such a great role. It really is. Yeah.
I thought that the movie version was just fantastic as well.
Oh my gosh. Although I will say this, it was a near perfect production. And I know they had a lot of cameras. Did they really need to have that tight a shot of Jonathan Groff when he hawks that loogie onto his chin?
I noticed that too.
I was like, oh, whoa, pull back. Oh my God. Oh, that was horrifying. I threw up in my mouth a little bit. That was just gross. But he's a spectacular actor. But that was just a bit much. I know actors spit when they sing, but boy, that was wow. Anyway, I digress.
You know, Al, one last thing about the book before we play Fastball Derby. You've written a lot of books before of many different genres, but I think that this one is really the ultimate memoir because people can really learn from your altruisms, as you call them. If there's anything, what do you hope people take away from You Look So Much Better in Person?
I hope they take away that you should reach for it. Go for whatever it is you want. You may not get it, but you certainly won't get it by not going for it. And be open to anything, because you don't know where the next adventure is going to come from. I firmly believe that. My dad, Al Roker Sr., God rest his soul, you know, was a bus driver, but always strived to be a dispatcher. You know, that was his, and then he made dispatch, and then he became a chief dispatcher. And then eventually he moved into management at the MTA this is a guy who never went to college, but by the end of it, he was running labor relations for the surface department at MTA. So, you know, never, you know, put any sort of limits on what you can do. And I know it sounds corny, but I think it's true. And I think, you know, if you don't strive for it, you can't reach it. Sure, you may be disappointed, but you know, disappointment's part of life. But if you do make it, boy, there's nothing better.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, those are very, very important parables, Alan. I'm so grateful you wrote the book. We do one last segment to wrap okay. every show, and it's called Fastball Derby. I want you to think of this like the ninth inning, two outs.
Okay.
Yeah. Aroldis Chapman's on the mound. I'll ask you a question. You say the first thing that comes to your head.
Okay.
All right. Greatest Yankee game you've ever been to?
Shoot. It was the last World Series that they won. I was at game 3, and it was pretty exciting.
Bonds, Clemens, and A-Rod. Do you put them in the Hall of Fame?
I have to say no.
I'm in your camp. All-time favorite musical?
It would have to be a toss-up between Hamilton and A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Most embarrassing moment on the air?
I was at WNBC. I was trying to say warm air mass, and I said warm ass.
You love to cook. What's Al Roker's kitchen specialty?
I would say the Judy Rogers Zuni Cafe roast chicken. It is the greatest roast chicken you will ever make or have. If you master this roast chicken, and it's not that hard, you will have people kissing you full on the lips.
Fact about Al Roker that would surprise people the most.
I'm extremely shy.
Person you've interviewed that made you the most nervous and why?
I would say Barack Obama, only because, you know, he's the president of the United States. He's somebody who's, beyond being the president of the United States, achieved something that had never been done before, and is an incredibly smart guy. And so you don't want to sound dumb talking to somebody like that.
Proudest moment of your career?
I would say getting to meet Rosa Parks and interview Charles Schulz of Peanuts fame.
I know you're a big Peanuts guy. You pulled off a wonderful Charlie Brown a couple Halloweens ago.
I don't know. Those costumes were a little grim. I'm not going to lie. See, the basics of Peanuts is that they're characters with really big heads and little bodies. We were the opposite. We had really big bodies and little heads. It's like somebody put our heads in a shrink ray. Actually, the two characters that look the best, three characters. Tamron Hall is Peppermint Patty. I think, I'm trying to remember, Kathy Lee was Woodstock, the bird, and Hoda was Snoopy. And they looked the best because they had on real costumes. The rest of us just looked like something that escaped the lab.
Nobody does Halloween like the Today Show. I look forward to it every
I will
year.
Say that. I think we do a spectacular job, except for that one.
I'm cracking up. All right, last one for Fastball Derby. Best piece of advice anyone ever gave you, and what was it?
I would have to go back. I would say Willard Scott, which is never give up your day job and always be yourself. And also, I would have to say my dad. And I hope people don't take this the wrong way, but you know, he was a black man raising a black son, and he told me, he said, "Son, you are going to have to work twice as hard and be twice as good to get half as far." And I have ascribed to that advice almost every day.
Al, I can't wait for folks to read your book. Where can everyone get more info if they want more info on both the book and Al Roker Entertainment?
They can go to Hachette.com. They can go to alroker.com. They can get it, obviously pre-order it at Amazon or any of their fine local independent bookstore establishments all around this great country of ours.
Fantastic. Well, Al, I can't thank you enough for joining us today. And I know you guys have been doing such a great job with the remote broadcast over at the Today Show. And I'm sure that we'll be looking forward to seeing you back at 30 Rock soon.
That makes two of us. Thank you, Al.
You're very welcome. Hi, everyone. Al Malafronte here. I really hope you enjoyed our conversation with Al Roker. As far as the episode goes overall, I think it's one of the coolest chats that I've gotten to have here on Break a Bat. I think he was nothing but honest, positive, and of course, funny. And I think there's really a lot to be said for that, given these times we're living in right now. Be sure to check out his new book, You Look So Much Better in Person. It'll be out on July 28th. Reading it was definitely one of the real highlights I've had over these past few months. And I think it's nothing but entertaining and inspirational. And, you know, I'd like to take a moment to do an acknowledgement of sorts to our loyal listeners and our followers on Instagram. Throughout everything that's happened with this pandemic, a number of you have reached out to us and thanked us for continuing to do the show. But as I keep telling you, what are you thanking me for? I'm here to do a job, and that job just happens to be a dream come true. As a lifelong fan of baseball and theater with a platform like we have on the BPN, for me, doing this podcast has really been the greatest escape from everything happening right now. So really, if it wasn't for all of you that have supported us since last summer, episodes like the one you just listened to would not be possible. So it's hard to believe we're barely a year into this thing. I can't wait to see what the future holds and for you to enjoy that ride right alongside us. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. thanks for listening to Break a Bat. This is produced by the fine folks at the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit and subscribe at bpn.fm/breakabat. You can find me online at break_a_bat_podcast. And you can also find the Broadway Podcast Network on Instagram at Broadway Podcast Network. It's been so great having you here with us today, and we'll see you next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.